Hello, this is Harry Baya. I'm dictating this more or less as a proof of concept that you could indeed dictate a story and put it up on my website for the Caracas reunion. At the reunion in Charleston, I had several conversations with Carol Stiller, Nee O'Neill. When I was at Colegio Americano, my junior year, my best friend was in a class ahead of me, John Pickering. And you may know his younger brother, Eric Pickering. John was dating a young woman who was a freshman that year, Carol O'Neill. And Carol O'Neill's older brother, Terry O'Neill, was also in John Pickering's class. They were seniors. I was a junior. Well, here's the story. And I'll tell you my side first, and then maybe I'll tell you what Carol says. We heard, it must have been John that heard, but we heard that the girls who were out at Camp Schlageter, perhaps you remember Camp Schlageter, I think of it as the high-y, tri-high-y camp outside of Caracas at the foot of Niguatam Mountain. And we would have weekends out there, sometimes high-y, sometimes tri-high-y, sometimes together. This particular weekend was a girls' weekend, I think. And we knew we had inside information that some of the girls were going skinny dipping. Well, you can imagine this was an exciting thing to hear. So, we took off on our motorcycles, only I had a scooter. I was a wannabe in my little 125cc Lambretta scooter. And out to Camp Schlageter we went and set off through the woods to get to the pond below the waterfall, not far from the main camp. There's some debate between Carol and me as to whether it was a 20-minute walk or an hour walk, but who cares? Any case, we came sneaking through the woods, knowing that there were luscious young females, unclothed, in the water not far ahead. And, well, let's just skip the part in between and get to the finale. As the young ladies, there were three of them, came back from the camp, from the pond, we encountered them, and we informed them that we had seen them in the water and out of the water, and they insisted that we hadn't seen them because they would have known, but we insisted that we had, and there we went. In fact, I think I'll put up a picture of the three girls in their towels. However, I didn't take that picture. Carol's side of the story is that we got nowhere near where they were while they were in the water, and in fact, only found them when they were on their way back. And that was true. We never saw them nude, swimming in the pond. We got there too late, and only bumped into them on their way back. It's a sad story. In any case, this is an example of what you could dictate and put up on this website. So, there's my story. I was just looking at the pictures of the girls in the towels, and one question occurred to me that Carol will have to answer. She said that just the three of them were there, and we couldn't possibly have been there because they would have known. But I ask you, sir, who took the pictures?